Good morning. Welcome to the Young Adults Bible Study at Trinity Bible Church. My name is Elias Bustos. My wife and I head up the college class here at Trinity, along with Phil and Ange Campbell, and with Bryant and Maria, who you just met. And it is our pleasure for you to be here with us today. And if I can, just one more time, how many of you, this is your first time here? First time here. Wow. It's a lot of you. And we want to thank you for coming. If any time during the course of the semester you have a question or you're looking for a place to get involved and to maybe say, you know, I'd like to find a place that is my church, away from home, my home away from home, we do have a Facebook page. And that actually plays during the announcement time. But if you want to find out what we have going on, that's a good place to go. And if you want to get involved with that, just find Bryant, Maria, Philip, or Angela, and they can point you in the right direction. I'm technologically challenged, so I struggle getting there. All right. We also have a culture here in our class of interaction, and we want you to be able to interact with us. And so we've actually tried to make our questions something that you can participate in during class. Okay, so we're about to ask three questions. I want to see what you guys think. And so if you have a phone that is part of the 21st century and can get into the internet, okay, sorry for those who don't. And you can log in to pollev.com/TBCCollege932. You say, what does the 932 stand for? I have no idea, but it's there. And you can log in and take part in the questions that we're about to ask. If you have a phone that you can use for texting, you can text to the number 22333. It's really difficult to remember, 22s, 33s. And then you text the message TBC College 932, and that logs you in, okay? And I'm trying to take a long time explaining this so that you have time to log in as we are going. If you have your handout in front of you, I'll give you a little bit more time while I read the introduction. We're starting a new series, and it's called Decision Making and the Will of God. And I'll read the introduction here. Among Christian young people, it seems that no other topic engenders more confusion, anxiety, and consternation than the will of God. How do I know what to do? How do I make the right decision? Am I in God's will? In this series, we'll take a methodical and biblical look at the will of God. We will tackle many questions on our journey, and we'll challenge some long-held Christian traditions and ideas. Our goal cannot be and will not be to foster rebellion in young Christians. Rather, our goal will be biblical thinking and reasoning with respect to the will of God for your life. And by the time we are done, you will have all you need in order to answer your questions about God's will for your life. But that is not an end in itself. My hope is that armed with this knowledge, you will be free to live for God and serve Him and others. It is my hope that rather than walk in uncertainty and fear, you will give yourself wholly to God and to His purpose, His will, and seek to glorify Him with your life. So that is the purpose of this class, for you to be able to live in freedom, like Galatians 5:1 and Galatians 5:13 tell us, that you have been set free. Why? To be free is what Galatians tells us. And so we don't have to go through life saying, I wonder what I'm supposed to do here, and I just don't know what to do here, and it's so confusing all the time. But that you are able to live with freedom to say, you know what, I believe that I am pleasing God with this, and I believe I'm pleasing God with this, and I can just move on and make decisions knowing that I am being pleasing to God, if that indeed is something that is important to you. Excuse me. So, question number one, and this will take just a second to come up, but if you've already got it on your phones, true or false, obeying God's will is important to me. Obeying the will of God is important to me. And this is completely anonymous. I don't know. We don't track IP addresses. We don't do anything like that to figure out who said anything. I really want your honest opinion. And pay no attention to the slide up on the screen because it's not working right now. But if you let me know, true or false, and we'll leave this up for another 5 seconds or so. True or false, obeying the will of God is important to me. And I've got a 100% true response from you guys, and I wish you could see it on the screen, and we'll work on that moving forward. Okay, so let's go to the next question. True or false? I worry that I may make a wrong decision about an important event or important circumstance in life and be out of the will of God. For instance, college, marriage, job, etc. I worry that I may make a wrong decision about an important area of life and be out of the will of God. Okay, so we are at 46% true, 54%, well, now it's still moving. What about 40-60? 40 say true, I worry. 60% say false, I don't worry. Okay. Last question. Trying to figure out God's will can be frustrating. Trying to figure out God's will can be frustrating. Okay. All right. So we're about 40%, 60%. 40% true, 60% false. So thank you. Thank you for participating with us. And we'll get that so that it shows on the screen later on in the series. We'll come back to those questions here in a little bit. I want to tell you guys a story. In 1996, I graduated from Bob Jones University. I had a computer science degree, and I had my future very well planned out. I was going to work for 2 years at my school's or my church's school, and I was going to teach computer science. And then after that, I was going to go either back into the into corporate America or do something else. And in 1998, I made the decision, you know what, I don't want to sit behind a desk all my life, and I don't want to just make money all my life, and I don't just want to write software all my life. What I really enjoy is fire. And so I want to work at camp, okay? I'm teasing. What I really enjoy is camp. And I really, really enjoy working with young kids. And I really, really enjoy having an impact in people's lives, little kids' lives. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to go away and work at a camp for a couple years. And this is what I want to do with my life. I want to be in ministry for the rest of my life. And I made a decision, and I packed up my bags, and I said goodbye to the youth group that I was working with in New Jersey at the time, where I'm from. And they threw me a huge party. They gave me gifts. I mean, it was a surprise party. They gave me gifts. They were crying. They said, we want pictures. And it was tremendous. It was tremendous just to see the outpouring of love from these are my people, right? This is who I grew up with. And I really, really enjoyed them, and they sent me off like a hero going off to battle. It was a blessing. I got to the camp, and I was going to intern there for a couple years, and something happened during the summer, and I realized this isn't the place for me. You know, some things that I did, and some things that the camp did, and I said, you know what, it really is the best thing for me just to leave. And so I left. And so I got home. I have no job because I quit my job. And if you've ever lived in New Jersey, it's very expensive to live in New Jersey. So I had no job, and I had a car with a payment, and I had insurance that I had to pay for. And life was very, very confusing because I had a plan, right? You go to elementary, you go to high school, you go to college, and then you start, right? And you got the whole world laid out in front of you. And I didn't know what to do. And for 2 weeks, I sat on my couch. I put out job applications, but I had worked at a school for 2 years. And I said, you know what? I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. So I didn't keep up with my certifications. And so I'm unemployable now, right? 4 years down the drain. And life was very difficult. And I asked myself, how in the world do I get back in God's will? How in the world do I recover from this? How do I know what to do? Because it really seemed like the right thing to do, God, to go do this, to go minister. And why didn't it work out for me? And I wish that I had known then what I know now. I wish that I could go back in time and talk to that young person sitting on the couch just staring off into space and say, listen, life isn't over. This is just another step. Okay? Because the will of God is not some huge mystery. It's very practical. And so I wanted to bring this to your attention so that if you ever encounter difficulties in life, and I'm smiling because you will, right? If we have anybody here who's older than 20, right? Maybe some parents who are joining us this morning. If I were to ask you, does life get hard? My guess is that you would say emphatically, yes, right? So right now, what do we struggle with as young people? You know, where to go to college, what to major in, you know, whether I'm going to get up at 5:30 or 7 o'clock, you know, to make breakfast on time. What am I going to do, right? Whether I'm going to play soccer or not, whether I'm going to play volleyball or not, or whether I'm going to join classic players or not, or whatever, right? When life goes on, it's, can I make my mortgage payment? Oh no, my spouse has decided to leave me. Oh no, my child has cancer. Life gets hard, much, much harder as time goes on. All right, that doesn't diminish anything that you go through as a young person at all. But life gets hard. So how do we make decisions? And how do we stay, quote, in the will of God? So I want to ask just a fundamental question today in our lesson. What is the will of God? What is the will of God? All right? So question number one, as we get to that conclusion, is there even such a thing as the will of God? Okay? So if we're going to talk about, if we're going to talk about something that is scriptural, if we're going to talk about something that Christians struggle with in life, we want to come at it from a point that is scriptural. Does that make sense? That we don't just make up things. And we want to be sure that we understand that our basis is the Bible and not just tradition. You guys understand? You all with me? If it's based in tradition, all that it is just our own thinking. If the Bible says it, it's true. All right? One has authority and the other one doesn't. So we want to come at it from a point of scripture. So number one, is there such a thing as the will of God? And if we turn to or look at Isaiah 46, Isaiah 46 verses 9 and 10, and you can please turn, we'll have the verses on the slides as well, but if you would like to participate by turning to these passages, we're going to look at three passages very quickly. Remember the former things long past, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is no one like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things which have not been done, saying, my purpose will be established, and I will accomplish all my good pleasure. Okay? Acts 1, verses 7 and 8. Acts 1, verses 7 and 8, as Jesus is getting ready to say goodbye to the disciples, he tells them, "It is not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority." And he's talking about when he will come back. Okay? It's not for you to know what God is planning. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth." Okay? So Jesus is telling his disciples, God has a plan, and I am coming back, but that's not for you to know when. You will receive power, and you will be my witnesses. Okay? 1 Thessalonians 4, 3. All right? A very, very clear example of God's will. "For this is" what? "The will of God, your sanctification. That is, that you abstain from sexual immorality." All right? So these are three verses in your handouts. You have many, many more. But what we're trying to establish is that there is a concept called the will of God in Scripture. Okay? That these passages that we have gone through show that God has a purpose for the world, number one, and a purpose for individuals. All right? And that's very important as we move forward in our lesson today. Okay? So then what is the will of God? What is the will of God? All right? If we look at a definition in a dictionary, to have a will is to have the act or process of asserting one's choice. Okay? The act or process of asserting one's choice. All right, now I'm going to give you a little secret. The first question of the series, or the lesson, I should say, every week will be the easiest question you got. All right? This is the meatball. All right? This is the one you want to hit. What then, if this is what will is, what is God's will? Okay? How many of you are in college? Beautiful. You guys are all brilliant. All right? If this is will, the act or process of asserting one's choice, what is God's will? Who wants this one? Well, Todd? That we make the right choice, but let's say God's will. So this would be anybody's will. Let's go with God's will. All right? Yes, sir. Okay, the law of the universe. Very good. Okay. It is the act of or process of God asserting his choice. Okay? It's very simple. It's very simple. The law of the universe is absolutely true. The right choice is absolutely true. Okay? But in the simplest terms, it's God asserting his choice, what he wants. Okay? So question for you guys. As we read Acts 1, 7 and 8, what is the difference between the will of God demonstrated in Acts 1, 7 and the will of God demonstrated in Acts 1, 8? Okay? I told you, the second one's going to be more difficult, the question. So let's read it again. Okay, it's on the screen for those of you who don't have your Bibles. "He said to them, it is not for you to know times or epochs or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority." Okay? It is not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority. So that's verse 7. Verse 8. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth." Question. What is the difference? Did you pick it up? Did you see it? What is the difference between God's will in Acts 1:7 in Acts 1:8. Okay, so in verse 7, there is God saying, or Christ saying, that we don't need to know what he does. In verse 8, God is telling us something to do. Okay? Very good. Anybody else? That's absolutely true. Anybody else? Okay? Verse 7, God's will, if I can restate it, is not known. It's not only that he doesn't tell us, it's that it's he chooses not to tell us. Okay? In verse 8, God's will is very plain, specific, knowable. Okay? Question. What does this tell us about the will of God? Julianne? Okay? There's multiple kinds of wills, perhaps. All right? Multiple kinds of wills. How many of you say, I agree with that? I agree with that. Very good. Do you have an idea of what one will would be? Okay, moral will. Okay? Do we see that in Acts 1, 7, and 8? Now I'm going to give you, that's a trick question. That's a trick question, so I'm going to say yes. But we're going to get to that in just a minute. We'll get to that in just a minute. It's a good answer. Anybody else? Yes. That we don't need to know everything? Yeah. So there's a will that we don't need to know? Okay. Anybody else? Yes. Okay. A will to trust. That's it? Absolutely. So essentially, guys, that there are two aspects to God's will, all right? Not the only aspects, but two aspects to his will are his revealed will and his hidden will. Revealed will and hidden will, all right? And we try not to get too, too scholarly in this class. That kind of reflects on me, so I'm not that scholarly. But we try not to get too classroom in here. This will be about the most classroom lesson, maybe next week as well. We want to try to do things that will be practical, and we will get practical at the end here. But we have to have this foundation in order to get started. So we have God's revealed will, and we have God's hidden will. All right? What is an example of God's revealed will? So think about this for a second. God's will. Is God performing or expressing his choice? So that's God's will. Has God revealed anything to us where he says, I want you to do this? I see some people nodding their heads. Alan? Okay, so give me an example. Ten Commandments, give me an example. Don't steal. Okay? Anybody else? Yes? Okay? Okay, so abstain from sexual immorality, like we just read in 1 Thessalonians 4:3. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am. To be holy. Anybody else? Moses? The gospel, so give me an example. What am I supposed to do with the gospel? Okay, so God calls on us to be saved. All right? To repent. Any other examples? Yes, ma'am. That we should spread the gospel. Right? Young people, we have many examples of God's revealed will. I picked an example, Romans 12:2. Don't love the world. Okay? But all through Scripture, we have many, many examples of God's revealed will. All right. hidden will. What is an example of God's hidden will? Andrew. The time of the second coming, when Jesus is coming back. Anybody else? Things that happen that we don't understand. Okay? Anybody else? Okay, so prophecy, identity of the Antichrist. Okay, these are really good. Anything else? If I believe that God has a purpose for me, if I believe that God wants me to make certain decisions, okay, then anything that I don't know is hidden from me. Do you understand? Okay? We'll get to that much later. But one example is Acts 1:7, the day of Christ's return, right? So just want to make sure that you guys understand what we're talking about here. God's revealed will, God's moral will. In fact, most of God's will that has been revealed to us our commands. Okay? So what does, for this reason, God's revealed will can also be called what? God's moral will. Okay? So theologians will many times call God's revealed will God's moral will because much of it is in the form of commands. All right? It is God's perspective not to reveal all aspects of what he is doing. But we can be sure he is accomplishing what he wills. And that's what we read in Isaiah. That from the beginning, he is going to accomplish all his good pleasure. For this reason, God's hidden will is also called what? Anybody? Want to take a guess? If God is in charge and what he decrees will happen, it almost sounds like a what? Like a what? God's sovereign will. Okay? God's sovereign will. So what do we have? We have four aspects of God's will. All right? Four aspects of God's will. His revealed or moral will. His hidden or sovereign will. And if we were then to move on, we would say, so what is the will of God? As we develop our definition, it is God exercising his choice in what he does and in what we do. He reveals what we are supposed to do, but does not always reveal what he is doing. That's a summary. That is what we have learned today. The will of God, revealed, moral, hidden, sovereign. It is God exercising his choice. And maybe a good verse that puts this all together is Deuteronomy 29:29. And this is Moses speaking to the people of Israel, explaining to them and reminding them what God has told them, all that God has commanded to them. And he finishes up and he says, people, listen to what I am saying. The secret things, the hidden will, the hidden things, the secret things belong to Jehovah our God. But the things revealed belong to us. And to our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of this law. Okay? That verse has tremendous ramifications. Tremendous ramifications. And we will get into that in weeks to come. But if you don't take anything with you else today, take this. Okay? God is responsible for the secret things. We are responsible for the revealed things. That is what Moses is saying. How does this help me today? How in the world does this help me today? Okay? Very simple. If God is responsible for the secret things, and I'm responsible for the revealed things, how does this help me? Right? Accomplish for God today what has already been revealed to you. Young people, the will of God is not some vague, mysterious thing for you to try to figure out. It's just not. Nowhere in Scripture does it tell us that. We have been given multiple commands. God makes his will very, very plain and clear to us. Okay? So what can I do today that has been revealed to me? Answer is really simple, right? Most important thing that you can do today, the greatest command, right? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, with all your mind. And the second command, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You say, Elias, how can I accomplish God's will for my life today? Find somebody to love. Okay, I'm not saying find somebody to date, all right? What I'm saying is find somebody to love. Hey, would you like to go in front of me in line? Hey, I'm looking at this person. I don't know them. I'm going to go introduce myself to them and say hi and make sure they have a friend. Hey, I can be upset with my roommate today, or I can show love to my roommate today and do something nice for them. Being kind, being gentle, loving other people is what God wants you to do. Just one really, really simple thing to accomplish God's will for your life today. Okay? Again, this series is one that has a lot of questions and invites a lot of discussion. Not everybody is comfortable making that or doing that discussion in public. So if you have any questions, please, what we're going to do is leave up one more question on Poll EV during the week. And it's basically ask whatever you want. Again, it's anonymous. And whatever questions you put up here will be addressed next Sunday morning before we start the class. If you say, hey, I would really like to talk to somebody in person, for whatever, after any lesson, please feel free to come and talk to me. If you'd like to get in touch with me during the week, please contact the church, and the church will put you in touch with me as well. Or if you'd rather talk to somebody else, we can do that also. So, in summary, decision-making in the will of God, revealed will, hidden will, moral will, sovereign will. What can I do today? What God has commanded me. So why don't we practice by being loving to people this week? And in doing that, you are accomplishing God's will for your life this week. Let's pray.